Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm Ling Yu from Intel. This is my colleague, Jenny. We are here to give a presentation on Tizen Web API Test Toolkit. Before start our presentation, let's have a brief look at the agenda. We will talk about Web API firstly and the objective of this our Web API Test Toolkit. After that, we will introduce the bill of materials of this toolkit and the architectural test approach. And Jenny will continue to introduce the test suite and how to use this tool. We will do a few minutes for Q&A. You also can interrupt me for any questions. Before I talk about the test of Web API, we can have a brief talk about the what is the Tizen Web API firstly. I think everybody have well known the Tizen. And the Tizen is an open source web standards-based software platform for multiple device categories. For example, the smartphone, IVI, and the smart TV, and more. Tizen will provide a robust and flexible software environment for developers to create applications. Tizen Web API will allow developers to use HTML5 and related web technologies to create applications which run across device segments. And the Tizen Web API specification includes a collection of existing standards, for example, WCC, Kronos, and more. In addition to standards-based API, Tizen project has a specified set of API which enable access to a device platform capability, which will provide a rich web application development environment. Based on the origin of the specification, related APIs can be categorized by a different classification, including the specification for Tizen new device APIs and the specification for WCC HTML5 APIs, and also include non-WCC specifications from Mozilla, JSON, and Kronos. Of course, Tizen also supports the legacy web standards. So Tizen has supported so comprehensive web APIs. How do we ensure that these APIs has been fully implemented with high quality and give web developer the confidence to use Tizen to create web applications? This is why we created the test toolkit for Tizen Web API. Our objective is to establish a set of standard independent web API test suite that enables a high quality of Tizen Web runtime and help Tizen third party and the ecosystem. Tizen community and the developer and even OSVs can be easily to leverage this tool to test the web runtime on the device running Tizen API compliant OSs with a segment specification implementation. Thereby, this will reduce the effort of ecosystem on the development, validation, and the deployment. The Web API Test Toolkit can satisfy this purpose because it offers a set of comprehensive, independent, and extremely automated test suite, as well as it provides a user-friendly execution and result statistic for gap analysis on functionality and spec coverage. This is the bill of materials of Tizen Web API Toolkit. It includes two parts. The first is test execution framework called test kit. Second part is test suite. Test kit is an open source common test execution framework for Linux. It is created by Intel and has been widely used by different projects already. Test kit is in charge of browsing test cases, running auto and manual test cases, and generate test reports. It is composed of Test Kit Manager as GUI front-end and Test Kit Lite as the back-end command line runner. Test Suite, in form of test packages, not only include the integrated existing test cases from the standards organization like W3C, Coronas, but also it includes new created test cases to fill the gaps for upstream test cases and new created test cases for Tizen new device APIs. In the internal structure of the test weight, we use the W3C test harness as API test framework. Okay, now I will introduce the architecture of the whole toolkit design. Firstly, I will talk about the TestKit Lite. TestKit Lite is a command line tool for execution. The test packages will be installed on the target text box firstly, and each text box will have an XML file to list all the test case information in this test package, also including the execution entry of the test cases. The TestKit Lite will scan the test packages installed on the target test box and invoke the test packages through the XML files and the options user input from command line. TestKit Lite has an XML parser and a test case filter model to deal with the user options and XML file from test packages. It will execute the individual test cases using the text execution engine. So the TestKit Lite itself is a common execution tool. It includes an execution engine to run the native OS test cases, and as well as the has a web API test execution engine to run the web API test cases on the web runtime. The individual test case results will be generated and put into a XML format test results file. And the TestKit Lite also will generate a test case summary, like a pass-fail, total pass-fail numbers. On the top of TestKit Lite, TestKit Manager as a UI will provide more comprehensive and user-friendly GUI for user to complete the whole test execution. It will launch a small web server and provide a bunch of web pages for the whole execution. For example, a user can view test cases, can customize test cases for execution, can execute the automated test cases, can execute manual test cases, and also can view the generated test reports and some statistical data. Since the Task Manager is a web GUI, so user can both run the test from the local test box using browser, and as well as use the finish the testing on a remote host machine and through opening a URL on the remote browser. Now let's look at the test package for the web API. It's some different with the native OS test. The tests for the web API will be packaged as a widget. Of course, we also support to keep the test cases as a raw non-widget code for browser testing. We package the test cases as a widget is in order to run the test cases on the web runtime. In the test widget, there's a web index file as the entry of the test widget. And the text XML will list all the test case information and the execution entry of each individual test cases. For both upstream test cases we integrated and new created test cases are both based on W3C test harness. W3C test harness will provide a bunch of common APIs to support do the API test assertion. Okay, I will go through the architecture. Now you may be interested in how we design our test cases for this test toolkit. I will introduce our test method for test case development. Basically, we have two kinds of test approaches. The first is a spec-based API test. The second is API usage test. Spec-based API tests are designed for the different spec coverage level. In this kind of test, the test cases will be created, follow the specification strictly and explicitly. We have defined three coverage levels for the API specification, and the test cases design will follow the defined levels to design the test cases. The first is we call attribute and method coverage. The second is parameter coverage, and the third is statement coverage. This is a snapshot of a spec we copied from the specification document. I will use this example to explain the definition of each coverage level. Attribute and method coverage means we cover each attribute and method and each interface defined in the spec. That means for each attribute and method, we at least have one test case with normal values to ensure the presence of the defined attribute and method. So this is attribute and method coverage. To be specifically, we all know the Web API specification includes the JavaScript style specification and the HTML styles and the CSS. So for JS specification, it means cover the JS interface and we cover the method and attribute defined for each interface. For HTML related specs, it means cover the attribute and a method for each HTML element. And for CSS, it means cover each property of CSS. Next coverage level, we call it parameter coverage. It means we will cover each parameter with the minimal, minimized, maximized, normal, and error conditions of each range of values. And we will also cover the parameter combinations and all return values. Here we will utilize the typical black box test methodology, like boundary data analysis, equivalent partitioning. So the parameter coverage is a superset of attribute and method coverage. It's very obvious. The next coverage, we call it statement coverage. That means we cover each testable statement, including the common usage, the error code or exceptions, code examples, and other descriptive statements defined in the specification document. So the statement coverage is also the superset of the parameter coverage. With this coverage definition, after we design the test case, we will have also a very huge and comprehensive test cases.
Okay. Can you tell me more about what parameters you're testing under parameter coverage?
Okay.
The parameter coverage, can you give some examples of the parameters?
Okay. Give some example about the parameter coverage, right?
Okay.
This example, this snapshot, there's a method called get current position. It need input some parameters, and for each parameter, we at least it may include multiple parameters for one method, right? And for each parameter, we will try to give the minimized value, is possible value, and the maximum value, and test the combination of these values. And for each for the boundary values also need to be covered. So this applied to the boundary data analysis test method of the black box testing. So all the condition will be covered. Yeah. And the combination. Okay, the second test approach we call is usage test. which is designed for API scenarios in one or multiple modules. For the usage test, we adopt a model-based test design method. The model-based test design is come from model-based design, which is a term of the software design area, and which is application of the model-based design for software testing. Here, the model can represent both the desired behavior of the system and test and the test strategies. We leverage an open source project called FNBT to as a tool to help web API usage test design. I will use a chart to show the workflow of the usage test. Firstly, we will analyze the APIs in each models and create a model. The model is described by actions and transactions in a data graph. So here the model corresponds to the working scenario of the system. And the APIs for the different model can come from one module and multiple modules in the system. We will traverse the state graph in the of the module and generate the test cases. Here we use FNBT project, and FNBT uses the bounded DFS algorithm to traverse the graph and generate the test cases. The generated test cases is still abstract test case. The abstract test means it is still a usage, consists of a series of action. And we will create a converter to generate the final executable test cases. The executable test cases can be a JS file composed by a bunch of API scenarios. After the executable test cases are generated, all the test cases will be integrated in a web API test framework and packaged as a test widget and use test kit for execution. So this is similar with the spec-based API test. Okay, I hope we introduced everything about test approach, and I'll give time to Jenny to talk about how to use the tool and the other information.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I will continue this session about the next page. Okay. Our testing status and how to use and the execution framework. Okay, currently we have over 10,000 test cases, and the current 18% are automation test cases. You can see that we cover the Tizen new test cases, W3C existing spec, and the non-W3C spec and some legacy spec. So here we have covered over 18.4 to 18.8 spec in our test cases. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. We are still on the developing progress of the test cases. So our next step is we will have a monthly major release and biweekly snapshot release for the test cases. The nearly next major release it will be the end of May. We will aim to the attribute and method coverage at the next release. Just mentioned it as Lin's introduction, okay? And as our community contributor, we will also publish some design document and coding guideline for the test rich development. Okay, so we have so many test suite, how to execution it. We'll go through the execution framework session. We provide three modes of the execution: the standard mode, command line mode, and the web mode. The standard mode will run the test package as a standard widget. It's just like your web app. You can click it, and all the test cases could be run. It's just for one spec, one test suite. The command line mode, we use a execution tool named TestCaseLite. This tool can execute the test from the command line, and you can use many comprehensive options to filter the test case and identify your result folder and also some other options. In the web mode, we recommend this mode. It is a user-friendly web GUI method to execute the test cases. It could be show the test cases, customize your test plan and execution in execution test cases in the web GUI interface, and also it can show good formatted, good layouted test report and summaries. Okay, next page will be the details. First is the standalone mode. Every test package will be packed as a widget. It can be executed directly in the web runtime or a browser. You can just download and install the test packages in your target test box, and launch the test widgets from your home screen with an icon or in the browser. We also provide a wrapper command, WRT launcher, to launch the test suite, because for different devices that support different web runtime, we use this wrapper command to transparent the difference of the web runtime. You can launch the web different web runtime with when they detect that on your device. Okay, next one. So the standard mode is most popular for the developer of the web runtime. It can just focus one spec. And how about the automation testing? It could not be manually installed or test suite, so we have this command line mode. Okay. Firstly, you need to download and install the framework TestCaseLite tool, and install the packages you want to test it. And that's the execution command TestCaseLite with minus e and minus e of the execution command. Minus f is the test case spec XML file, and minus O the output XML file. Okay, the two pictures here is command line is the test case light running progress, which print on the console, and the right one is the result summary that print on the console. Okay, the command line mode is very easy to integrate with other testing framework, because it's just use this command is okay. But for the web runtime QA or the web the end user who want to verify if the web runtime compatible with the Tizen specific, we need one comprehensive and the whole process of the testing framework. So we have this web mode. This is user friendly, and we can execute the whole process in this framework. Okay, in the web mode, we need two tools. One is the backend tools, Tasking Lite, we just seen it before, and another is the Tasking Manager, the front end web based framework, and also need the test packages you install on your device. We need to start a small web server with your specific port number. You can identify the port number yourself, and it will open a browser or web runtime on your device, or you could connect the service from your remote host. Okay, this picture shows the interface, the home page of the WebKit manager. It includes the customization, execution, report, and statistic and help. Let's go to the details. Okay, this is a customization page. You can customize your execution plan or prepare your execution plan here. It lists all your installed test packages in the upper side, and in the upper side it is shows your available options. You can filter the test cases. You can filter by the priority, execution type, and also once you finish the filter and the selection, you want to save it as a profile. We provide this feature to save your selection, your execution plan into a profile, so it can be used next time you don't need to configure it again. Okay, it also supports the view, the test cases, and the execution directly. You can see the two buttons on the left side. Okay, so it can, if you click the view, it will into the view test page. It will show all your selected test cases into a tree view, and if you click the test rate, it will display the readme session of the whole test packages. If you click the individual test cases, it will display the test information, test case information. All the information come from the test case spec XML file. Okay, after you build the selection test cases, we can go to the execution page. The execution page can be directly from the customized page, or you can just go to the execution page and select your profile for test execution. On the left frame, which shows the test case and the packages you want to execution, and the right frame, it will print the console log to show the execution progress. Questions?
The front end
we use PHP and Perl for this tool, and the back end we use the Python and Perl for the back end. Okay, it will after the test case execution start, it will transparent your options to back to the test case light and start the test cases. When the test case execution complete, it will auto goes to the goes to the manual task if there have some, if you have manual tasks. The manual task would be display in bunch mode or individual mode. You can just execution the manual case and mark the pass field here, and you can click the individual task cases and see how to execution it. Okay. If there is no manual case on your package, it will direct it to the report. So if you have the manual test execution, it will go to the manual test execution page first, and when you finish it, you press the finish button. It will go to the report, the test report slide. Okay. Here is the report page. We provide the summary of the test report and the detailed report for one specific test execution cycle. Okay. That here we have some statistic data for this cycle of the execution pass through and the total numbers. And the execution, in the detailed execution page, we can show the pass through numbers for different packages. We also can show the pass through number for classified with the different components or the different specs. We can support three mode of the execution report display. Okay, it's a last page, I think. Tizen Web API Task Toolkit we provide. It is a standard and independent and user-friendly comprehensive test suite. Which complying the Web API test specification of Tizen, which allows the Tizen community OSP and the Tizen developer to test the web runtime on the devices if they're compliant to the Tizen Web API. It will segment specify the implementation and lower the ecosystem effort and to development and port and validate and deploy the test cases. So I think it should be used more and more in the future for Tizen project. Okay. So here's some links. Firstly, the Tizen Web API spec. It is published on the Tizen.org, and the other tool is our framework, which can be downloaded from the GitHub. And we plan to open our test suite code. It'll be soon, I think. Okay, and any questions? If not, I plan a little demo. Maybe I can prepare it first. Okay, so question.
Yeah, so I'm very speaking about. We also work on test automation tools. Question: that tool, the test kit, is, as I understood, is designed to test the correctness of the Web API implementation. So it's basically for the OSVs, right? Is there any way to use the same tool or the same approach for the functional testing of the applications itself, the web applications?
Okay, this tool currently is just the purpose is just to test the a web API implementation. So it's supposed to test the web runtime. Yeah. So I think your question is about how to make sure the web application to follow the APIs, right?
Yeah, just a higher level. So, well, just to test the, not the APIs, but the actual functionality of the applications written in those APIs.
Yeah. I think the scope should be your question is make sure the application can use the API or
If the application written, well, the web application for Tizen works correctly. So as a developer of the web application, I want to check if my application works according to the specification.
Yeah, I got it. According to my experience, it's the scope of some compliance scope. It's like if you know the LSB, LSB has a tool called Application Checker. Mm-hmm. It can check your application, follow the SRB specification or not. I think Tizen is a big project. Tizen TSD maybe plan something related to this topic. And in future, maybe something can help application developer for this.
Yeah, basically we have some solutions for the CIFO that might be at console.
Yeah,
maybe.
But currently this tool doesn't cover this function.
I have another question. Can you ask this for test-driven development and to generate stubs and drivers?
Do you mean the stub driver test method for the API? Our current test method is just to satisfy the purpose of our testing. It's test the API implementation and test the API usage. So I think that the driver and the stub testing is most like a unit test owned by developer to test their interface and before the implementation got ready. So it's not the same with this tool, I think.
Okay. Is there something else that you would use for unit testing?
This tool is not covered unit testing, but it can be used by developer for unit test.
I think it could be used for the unit test.
Yeah, because we provide an execution mode called widget mode, and each widget is for one spec. And if a developer is create the API implementation for one spec, for example, messaging, and it can download the messaging test widget and test their functionality, like a unit test. Any question? OK.
Here's a little demo. You can see that it's the widgets we just installed for one test switch. W3C performance test packages.
That's all. That's
all. Okay, you can click it in the web runtime. It will be starts the execution for bunch of the test cases in this package. Okay, it will be 18.3, so I'll cancel it. And here is a test kit light. Supported options. So it's comprehensive for you to filter the test cases you want to execution. You can select the execute test kit light with options of priority. You can select the priority 0 or priority 1 for filter the test cases, and other options are not listed here. You can just use it. It will launch the browser for the testing. Okay, it shows the summary first on the web page, and then shows the test execution summary on the console. We also save the test execution results and summary XML file and in the results directory. And for the test kit manager?
For the test that you just ran, was that the W3C test harness?
Yeah. It's a W3C standard test cases we package it into a widget.
Okay.
Okay. Here is a test case manager. It is a web-based service. You can customize your test plan in the customization page. Let me check. Okay, I just list one package here. You can select it and select the filter options, and you can save your selection into GPUN. Okay, you can save it, and the next time you just use it. Okay, you can view your selected test cases. Okay. It will be listed the individual test cases information and okay. And back to the customization. You can execute the test plan directly. The execution console log will also print on the web tools. It will start the browser for the testing. It will take about 5 minutes for the execution. I can do it. Okay. After the execution completes, it will direct it back to the report page. Here is some the report histories I executed this morning. I think let's check the result of one test cases. We can see the possible number for defined from the packages, and also defined by the components. Yeah, and also we can for the test type. It will be mapping to individual test, APIs. The cases which map to the different web APIs. You can see which API is passed and which API is filled. And also you can see all the results, all the only field results, you can filter it. Okay, that's all for my demo, I think. Thank you. Yeah.